Okay, WCGA listeners, thank you for coming back. Those of you that did, this is Woody for the Bigger Picture, unifying true faith and right political action. Talking about a man I once respected deeply, but when there's an error on this order of magnitude, as an old Air Force and commercial pilot, when you know something's not going to be good, you don't subject your airplane or you to it a second time. You just go on to the alternate and do what you're supposed to do and it pre-planned to do. Mr. Ron DeSantis, good governor, believes somehow that he can stand up to the most virulent, corrupted, Marxist, and empowered by a dark force, deep state, better than Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, what President Trump put up with before, during, and now after his, I believe, illegal removal of office by a vote that never, ever could have turned out the way it did. I don't care what people are trying to say out there. Only a fool would think that, would believe that this was not a corrupted and altered election. Donald Trump got in. Our inner workings of our Justice Department did things that I wish I could talk about on the radio, but I know they did, to remove a man that they thought was not qualified. And they saw the popular groundswell before, and they worked through Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, and others, to eliminate him. And we're finding out about that now as more and more documents are revealed and people are forced to come forward, whether they even want to or not, to reveal what these cockroaches have done, because to them, Donald Trump was a threat. And there have been in place in our country, in our various intelligence and justice agencies, that safety valve, kind of like the college electoral college is, to deal with that rare event when someone gets in, and back maybe in the McCarthy era when we were afraid, and rightly so, of communists coming in and taking over. Should we ever get to that through our process of campaigning and voting and electing, there were ways to quietly deal with it. And folks, I believe that our government dealt with a president they didn't like in November of 1963. I think that's kind of seems to be pretty common knowledge, but they thought he was taking us in the wrong direction, and he may have been eliminated. Opinion. But a lot of people share that, and I've read some things that indicate it, but getting back to Donald Trump, powerful forces greater than you can imagine behind the scenes in our deep state have been working, and working at him, and I say to the very bottom of my soul that it is God Almighty, for his purposes, who has kept Donald Trump, at least to this point, out of deep, deep trouble. The vast majority of people, whether they like him or not, respect him for what he has done. You go back and tick off those things that the president did while he was being harassed by that filthy cockroach, Adam Schiff. May his, well, no, I don't want anyone to go to hell. He's going to be probably there with his relative, Jacob Schiff, who over 100 years ago was doing the same thing, even worse than Adam is doing right now. But there are cockroaches like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Chucky, Schumer. The list goes on, but they're backed by people who you don't see that are just evil. Opinion! It's my opinion, but I hung around Washington as a servant for a long time. I've had a lot of people on my airplane, and you see them how they really are when the doors close, or how their aides treat the flight crew, or how they come into the facilities provided by the Department of Defense and just assume they have a right to be in a classified area as a son of a former very noteworthy reporter did at Andrews till we had to have him removed. But it's the people that are at the end of the puppet strings. And those strings are being pulled by some evil, evil, evil people. You know, George Soros is just the tip of the iceberg. But these people have gone after Donald Trump. And in spite of this mess, this continuous harassment of a man who understands what makes America work, even if he goes backstage and does some unsavory things with the young women in a beauty pageant and says some things that every man has probably said, and I'm a professing Christian, and I have said the same things. Yeah, I've said the same things. I'm not proud of it. But it's part of being a man in a group of men. It happens. And I've got character faults, and so I know what it's like to have them. And God has saved me by his grace and is changing me. And he's going to do the same thing eventually, I believe, with President Trump. But even if he didn't, Cyrus was used by God to bless the nation of Israel. And he has, in our lifetime, used another Cyrus. Another Cyrus to begin to restore what we are responsible for having lost by our indifference and our failure to pay attention, lack of situational awareness in the pilot world. That guy got in our 6 o'clock position, we didn't see him, and he's just launched something at us that's going to take us out of the sky pretty quickly. Donald Trump was harassed continuously, but he got through it. God got him through. Do we understand that? If that doesn't sit well with you, I'm sorry. There's no other explanation for what that man has been through. And now a man who professes to be a good man, a Catholic man, a family man, a man who's made a lot of right choices, who was on the legal staff, but he was still in, you know, a war zone, steps up and slaps an older, wiser, braver man in the face and says, okay, I got the airplane. From here on out, you can step aside. Nonsense, Ronnie! You ding-a-ling. Well, I guess I don't feel too riled up today, do I? I want you to know, folks, I'm speaking from the heart. I mean it. I'm angry. I'm a former military guy who saw bad things in this world. On the backside, we're going to talk some more about Ronnie DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Michael Pence and some of these other knuckleheads. Come back and join me. I'll try not to shout so much. God bless you.